ਸਟਾਰਟ ਕਰੋ
ਯੋਰ ਨੇਮ
ਦਵਨੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ
ਮਾਈ ਨੇਮ ਇਜ਼ ਸੰਚਾਰੀ ਮਹਾਪਾਤਰਾ
ਹਾਂ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਫਰਮ
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਫਰਮ ਓਡੀਸ਼ਾ ਬਟ ਆਈ ਡਿਡ ਮਾਈ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਸ਼ਨ ਫਰਮ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਡਿਡ ਮਾਈ ਗ੍ਰੈਜੂਏਸ਼ਨ ਫਰਮ NID, which is National Institute of Design, one of the premier institute of design in India.
What is your age now?
I am 28.
And since how long you are into this designing? I mean, having field work and...
Yeah, I finished my graduation in 2006.
Correct.
So since then, I have been very closely associated with the grassroots design intervention.
Uh-huh.
Through teaching, through conducting workshops, and conducting community development programs, which are designed by different state government bodies and central government.
Okay. And at present, what is your work status?
I am a consultant designer.
Correct.
So, as per the requirement of a project, I am assigned one village. Say the village we are going to is Jamthada, which is a village comprising 40 to 50 families of weavers.
Okay.
So, as a designer, my task was to help them relook at their traditional vocabulary of weaving and put them in the contemporary context.
Okay.
That is by training them to look at the kind of colors that are now used in the market, from enlarging their vocabulary to what they were practicing to developing new vocabulary, new motifs and forms, helping them compose better and make the product more marketable.
Okay.
Because then it is directly linked to their economic welfare, because these programs are assigned in a way that if their annual sales increase, then their family income also increases, because this is the only source of income for many communities of India.
Okay.
So either a craftsman, if he practices weaving, then that becomes the only source of income. If a craftsperson practices embroidery, then that becomes the only source of income. So yeah, this is
the So you are trying to empower them with
Design education.
Yeah, design educations, which can be very useful in their earning livelihood.
Yes, earning, and also design is such a well-rounded subject.
Correct.
Especially in India, we believe that it doesn't end with the making of a product.
Correct.
Say if I am helping a group of weavers, it doesn't end with me making a stole or a curtain or a bedsheet.
Correct.
That training should help them perceive the current world, help them become more sensitive as a human person. Say, suppose a weaver uses a particular dye which is not good for the environment, then through that design training, one is also expecting them to follow certain norms, follow certain ethics, respect the environment and choose more sustainable methods.
Sustainable development.
Because these villages had been working on sustainable and eco-friendly processes.
Okay.
It's only through the, after 60s, after the introduction of plastics and polyfibers and synthetics, yes, that synthetic dyes have come to use, synthetic fibers have come to use, some things which are not that easily disposable in nature. It doesn't get they are not biodegradable so much. So, also, the training starts from scratch and goes on to the finer aspects of marketing, to that level also where one is advised not to use plastic bags, and think innovatively as to how to recycle paper and think of packaging and all.
Correct. So how is your experience with the artisans and the teaching techniques which you use at Kala
Raksha
Vidyalaya?
Well, Kala Raksha Vidyalaya is an institute where design education is given to artisans and their children, though perhaps the only institute in India which does that.
Mm-hmm.
But these projects, these community development projects, they happen directly through different bodies.
Okay.
They don't happen through an educational institute, or they happen through NGO perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Or different state government bodies like district industry centers. Every district has district industry centers, DICs. So, say in that is decided by the people making proposals up there in the central government. How many projects could go for the development of a particular cluster?
Mm.
So, if the cluster comprises of weavers, then they will have, say, one or two programs in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. It's planned like that. This is the first time that I feel that if an organization like KRV, Kalaraksha Vidyalaya, is assigned a particular job, then they do the hand-holding till the end. It's
okay.
Not that they are not only concerned about the project's final outcome.
Mm-hmm.
They are not worried about only the budget.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I think the hand-holding happens till the end.
Okay.
Beyond the outcome.
Correct.
So that kind of help and support is given through these kind of organizations, as opposed to working directly for community development. It becomes a bit difficult because you are on your own, working in a strange area where language becomes a barrier, where there are many levels of complexity one has to deal with as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the village politics are different.
Mm-hmm.
The politics at the organization level is different. So as a designer, as a consultant, you have to deal with different various labels.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become a facilitator mostly.
Okay.
So that is also very interesting. There is no platform to discuss these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are many designers who work like me.
Mm-hmm.
At the grassroots level. But when it comes to giving feedback or anything, like if we feel that the proposals which have been made in the center is not too specific to region, then there is no platform to give that feedback.
Good.
You do write reports and all, but those reports are not read. They are like a formality which one has to give by the end of the project.
Correct.
So the cycle is not complete, I feel.
Achha.
Whereas if you work through educational institute, at least there is a staff, there is a group of people who look through what has been done, what is the outcome, and if these are the flaws, how we can rectify it. So the cycle gets completed.
And in designing, what kind of innovations are they introduced to? Like, how your creativity and their creativity is combined to bring out a refined product,
right,
which can have broader market value and application?
Basically, they are skilled people. The designer's responsibility starts from the word go. I mean, it starts with identifying the people and segregating them in groups.
Correct.
Skill-wise.
Correct.
Who is very good, so
Division.
He or she can be termed as a master. Who are the people who have like not so great skills.
Mediocre.
Yeah. And who are those people who need immediate training.
Preliminary.
Yeah. So
you divide according to the...
Yeah. My approach has been like this. Every time a cluster has been assigned to me, my first thing is I conduct a test.
Correct.
To see the skill level. Yeah. And the creativity.
Correct.
As per that, I choose a local representative from the community.
Uh-huh.
Who understands a bit of the language that I speak.
Okay.
And also can translate that to his fellow members. I mean, fellow people.
Filtration of... Okay.
So, someone who understands the language from that, I mean, who can grasp the design vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
That one uses. So, if one is talking of rhythm,
mm-hmm.
how do you translate that to a weaver who is working in Kutch and also translate it to a weaver who is working in Manipur. Language is a huge thing, but things like rhythm and balance and harmony are things which we live with.
Universal.
We live with, yes. So then the examples that you give are, yes, like you said, universal. Even our breathing has a certain pattern.
Correct.
It has a certain rhythm. So you connect to the auditions in that level.
Correct.
Which is best understood, which perhaps doesn't require a formal education, a background of formal education.
Correct.
So as a teacher, I have also dealt with people who have no formal education, no primary education, and also people who have done their bit of education and till class 10 or class 12 or till graduation.
And you have taught both skilled and unskilled.
Yes. Sometime back I had trained 30 construction workers, women, who had, because they were making roads and all, they had lost the sensitivity of doing, holding a needle and doing fine work.
Okay.
So that was a very good project where I could see a transformation of understanding and then application.
So that was your most
very satisfying project, because A, it had to do with women. So it was nice to see normal housewives getting excited on having that liberty to think. Something that a woman loses out with period of time
over
by managing children, household work, and then you go out in the heat to build roads. So no one gives you, they were very, in fact I should share this, at first they were very surprised when I said that imagine if you have to represent Holi. So they were like, nobody has asked us to do this, nobody has asked us to imagine, I don't know how to imagine.
Correct, they had lost that power also.
Yes, so as a designer I feel it is but easier to give them, say, an outline of a design and say fill colors, fill green, fill red and pink and so on. But it is more required to help them go back to that channel and, you know, open those channels of creativity so that they don't have to be dependent on a designer forever. Today you can give them, say, a jali work. Today you can give them a pattern. Today you can give them a design. What about 5 years from now?
Okay.
They shouldn't be dependent on a designer's design, no?
They should create their own.
They should be able to think from their own
perspective.
Yes, and because they are artisans, they are creative.
Correct.
So why not bring that aspect?
So you are trying to bring that actual.
Yes. And it requires little time.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the policies that we have till now, they do not have the platform to give that much time. Either they are 6 months course or say a 6 months duration. 6 months is still fine. One can do a lot. But some workshops are just like 10 days, 14 days. What? Imagine somebody calls you to teach English in 14 days in Arunachal Pradesh.
Okay.
Where you are going there as a teacher, you don't know the language. Plus you are going to teach an alien subject to them in 14 days time. And also you are expected to give a report and final outcome in terms of product. That's a huge pressure both for the teacher as well as student. Because then you are driven by output giving, as in product giving, more than the absorption of the concept.
Okay. So you think that on these lines the institutes should
I think
become
there is
more
a
flexible.
major need. Sometime back I had also written to the planning commission and to relook at the kind of policies that have been designed for the development of handloom and handicraft, because somewhere till a point these policies are good, they do show result, but some need to be relooked at because they were designed sometime back. Now the context has changed.
Some
artisans are more aware now. Facebook through Facebook also you can sell products.
Correct.
So there should be some policies where it helps them to train them, I mean where somebody can come and train them in English, some computer knowledge is given. It's no more, world has really changed from 15 years, no? As it was 15 years earlier, it has changed a lot from then. So why not revise the policies? Why not see what is actually required and be region specific? Give that flexibility so that we can modify it according to regions.
Okay.
Now the requirements of Kutch is different than the requirements of Bengal.
Okay.
So how can we have the same structure for both?
Good. So how have you connected these weavers and other craftsmen with the global market? Any role have you played, or
yes,
any institution?
I had a very brief stint with an internationally well-known designer, which was very required because I got to know how the industry works, how the demand and supply works, and I carried that experience in my freelance in these independent projects. So I had an exposure in Odisha, West Bengal, Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh, most of the Naxal areas I worked.
Okay.
Where getting raw materials, tools, everything was difficult. Arranging people were difficult because they were too scared to come and do explorations, you
okay.
know. So that was one. And definitely coming back to Gujarat, I worked a little in Rajasthan also. So connecting them to global need is not that difficult once they, but they need to understand what they are manufacturing,
correct.
What they are producing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to understand what their lifestyles are.
Mm-hmm.
An artisan doesn't eat on dining table.
Mm-hmm.
And asking him to make table mats and runners is very, it's an alien concept for them.
Mm-hmm.
So one has to demonstrate why these things are needed. So, what is a runner basically? Someone who has not eaten on dining table will never understand.
Never understand.
So, one has to demonstrate the need first, explain that, and then get into design. So, maintaining the region's USP is very important because in India, each region has a very unique identity.
Mm-hmm.
Bengal's Jamdani is unique. Kutch's embroidery is very unique. Ajrak is unique. So if we do not help the artisans understand what is the uniqueness of their traditional art.
Correct.
And if we simply make contemporary products without using that uniqueness, then it can be produced by power looms also. Or it can be produced by machines.
So it needs its regional touch and
yes,
speciality.
Then only can you, someone living in America, if he or she is told that this is done by hand and it comes from, say, Jaisalmer, then he can connect. But it should have a flavor of Jaisalmer.
Correct. If it doesn't have.
It's like many old palaces have been converted into hotels.
Correct.
But if all those hotels of Rajasthan do not supply Rajasthani food and they start supplying something that Delhi has, then why would people go to Rajasthan? They might as well have it from Delhi.
Correct.
So that same taste, essence, flavor
should be
applied in handloom and handicrafts also, so that everything doesn't become same.
So you are trying to say that they should retain their originality.
They should retain their originality and also learn how to adapt to the changing times.
To the changing times.
And that comes gradually. It cannot happen overnight.
Good.
That's why designers are hired and we make that link.
Link.
Yes.
Yes. So there your role is very imperative and kind of productive.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That way it is. But I think a lot can be done right now the role of a designer is very rigid.
Mm-hmm.
The designer needs to be given a little bit of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, going to a village and just making 50 bags is not our focus, is not our aim.
Uh-huh.
We should be able to help them in such a way that they can make 100 bags and cushions and curtains and other products also. Why only bags?
Yes, yes. So you are aiming to have a broader application.
Definitely.
Of, yeah.
Definitely.
And your experience says what? How are you going to narrate that thing?
I have many things to say.
Yes,
but,
yes. Like, say for your designing, like you have evolved your own designs.
Right.
So,
what was your question? What was my experience?
Yes, experience and designing innovation you have added to or trying to develop, or you have already developed. And how then you are using the skills of weavers.
In 2008, I was working with the state body, which was completely geared towards making handicraft and handloom flourish in Gujarat region. So I was assigned a small village in Kutch, which is Jamthada, where I had gone and trained weavers for 1 year.
Yes.
But what happened after the end of 1 year, the project got over.
Correct.
And they didn't have any provision to take it forward.
Correct.
Because the budget was assigned from central government.
Correct.
Now what happens in this case, people got trained with so much enthusiasm, so much work was put in. But if they don't get orders to the samples that they made, then what do you do with that enthusiasm? What do you do with the fresh learning that you have done? It gets wasted.
Correct.
So this is what I meant when we were talking in the beginning.
Correct.
That if it doesn't happen over a period of time, then the change is not visible. Then the projects are conducted only out of formality. It doesn't have a goal.
Substance.
Yes. Then what happens? Those samples, they remain with the sponsoring agencies, and nothing happens. Nothing in the sense of development happens for the people for whom you have conducted the training.
So the whole purpose gets defeated.
Yes. So it was happening for 4 continuous years. I was doing many projects with many craftspeople, and I saw that it was not giving an outcome that should have come.
Correct.
So I was very demoralized, and because I felt as a designer, I'm doing what I'm asked to do, but I would also like to see some change, even if it's a minute change, but it has to be towards the constructive side. And those designs should be out in the market so that it acts as a motivating factor for both the artisan as well as designer. Yes. So then that's when I realized that why not whatever investment I can make, why shouldn't I give them some order? Let me see where it goes.
Good.
So with this thought, I gave them some order of 50 stoles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started with 10 stoles.
Correct.
And then I started supplying it somewhere with a story behind each design.
Uh-huh.
Like I made a blog, I think I made a website, and I shared that link with the stoles, that if you want to know the story behind making of this product, which is a handmade thing, and every handmade is unique. Because how a father weaves is different than a son's weave.
Right.
So if you want to connect to that person, then read the story and get in touch with him personally if you want to.
Okay.
And then in my website, I also have a column called Share Your Wear, which says that if you love what you're wearing, or what you have been gifted, or what you're wearing, as in from our label, Sanchari Designs, then please send a photograph of you wearing that thing, so that we can connect you with all those people who are wearing this similar stuff or who have bought stuff from Sanjari Designs on the globe. Ooh. So that you are the focus of the day.
Endorsing.
You know? So someone who is wearing the same stole in Paris will be on the globe as someone wearing in Delhi or Bihar or Jaipur. So the idea was that make a commoner feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is a movie star. So your presence being felt on a map,
right,
visible to everyone is one. And second is how handmade can still connect people in the digital and analog world.
Okay.
So this was the thought.
That is something unique. So what is your website is known as?
It's www.sanchari.in.
.in.
And Sanchari means a traveler.
Sanchari.
To communicate, to Sanchar, matlab to travel.
Sanchar.
Bharat Sanchar.
Bharat Sanchar.
So basically it's connecting
broadcasting.
This label is only going to concentrate on handmade things only. I'm passionate about handmade stuff from my childhood.
Correct.
And it's my dream that people who are associated with this label should be very creative in their own aspect. As in, I should help them to think creatively instead of telling them how to do things, you know. So, and my designs are also made in that way that no two pieces are same.
Correct.
Even if they are making straight lines, the way you will make a straight line will be different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they are given the creative freedom to choose any color they want. Mm-hmm. But a broader vision is given to them so that the products do correlate with each other.
Theme.
And they look like a coordinated thing.
So a larger theme is
yes
given.
Because at the end it has to sell also.
Correct.
So that the money can roll in and they can also, you know, it's about sustenance,
continuity.
Yes. So the money should flow into their channels, then help them create. Because one experience that I would like to share is while teaching I saw that hungry mouths are more important to feed than hungry minds.
Correct.
If you have a crying infant lying in your place, you wouldn't bother to learn about color composition and motifs. You would rather go and feed that person.
Mm.
So immediate requirement is food.
Mm.
After you're satisfied, then only you can think creatively.
Correct.
After your needs are catered to.
So you have understood the grassroots realities and you are trying to work on those grounds.
Yeah, in fact, I have been trying very hard to convince people who make policies that it has to be an overall designed policy. It cannot be segregated into compartments. You cannot say, okay, first I will make roads, then you give design in product, I mean how to make products, then somebody will say I'll make shelter, then I'll give food or clothing. They have to go hand in hand. How can one go about it? It's such a huge thing that one is asking and expecting. So perhaps assigning a group of professionals who are specialists in their own field can help solve this problem. So a group of nutritionists, say a doctor, an engineer, a designer, an architect can make an ideal village.
That is what is you are trying to.
I mean, I think Champagne is a village in France.
Yes.
Is it?
I mean, it's originally yes from France. A word of.
And they so beautifully merged tourism with what they were good at. So tourists who came to see how wine is made also contributed to the development of the place.
Correct.
Lived with them. Mm-hmm. So they got the flavor of the place also, got to see how wine is made also. I think something like that, if India can follow it.
Okay. On those lines.
I mean, imagine you go to Kashmir and you're offered a place to stay by the shawl weavers. where you get to see how a shawl is made. You get to eat the food that they cook. Obviously, instead of staying in a hotel, you pay them.
Okay.
I mean, these are
living some with them.
Yes.
Living with them. And
I mean, if you want to see an authentic village life, then live it. Don't be a tourist, like, you know.
Yeah. It's just not a superficial visit and come back. Have a.
Some people are doing it.
You have
bridging that gap. Some people are clubbing tourism with ecotourism with crafts and culture of the place.
That reality tourism.
Yes, they are doing.
You can be. I mean, thinking on those grounds.
Yes.
But designing. I mean, you yourself is a designer, and you are designing.
Yes.
So. How do you try to, you know, contribute in that regard, like in designing itself? Say a piece of work if you are designing. So what kind of flair you are trying to
I focus? Definitely have to see whether it has to be contemporary in look.
Mm-hmm.
It should have that kind of orientation. But as I said, it should also have the flavor of the place. So, for example, in Manipur, where I had conducted a workshop, Manipuris, they have a particular motif that goes around in the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can one retain that and put them in a different context? So, I place them in a placemat, table mat. But as is, one cannot put, because it means a lot to the local people. It might be religious, and I might be hurting the religious sentiment if I just pick up the motif and place it somewhere else, which they don't wear. So one has to do it very thoughtfully, by respecting the culture of the and the feelings of the community, with their approval. So that is one. I mean, that should be ingrained in the methodology that a designer follows.
So your designs are of, I mean, work, keeping ethics in mind and keeping...
Definitely. I mean, ethics has a huge role to play. I mean, it's like somebody from outside who doesn't know Lord Shiva, if he puts that in the sole of a chappal, then your sentiments will get hurt, right? Similarly, it's for them also.
Okay.
Like, we wouldn't put the Jesus Christ's the cross on our shoes, right?
Right.
So it's like, you never know what the tribes worship as God. So one has to consider
those symbols.
One has to consider the geography, history, sociology
Flora,
of the place
fauna,
before designing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a multidisciplinary stream.
Okay. Since our project is based on oral history of craftspersons from Bhuj and surroundings, my question to you is, what brought you to Kutch? What uniqueness you found here? And how much fascinating you found the whole?
What a beautiful question this is. You see, I come from Odisha. It is one of the economically backward state of India. Having come from there, when I was studying design in NID Ahmedabad, for my final thesis, I had to come to Kutch.
Right.
Because my final project... comprised of teaching embroidery to a group of people, and the second project was working with weavers to make contemporary stoles. But I didn't know embroidery.
Okay.
So my teacher thought it is best advisable that I come to Kutch because of the proximity, learn embroidery from the people of Kutch, go back and train them.
Okay.
So I came to Kutch as a student in 2003, and I was marveled by the way, by the costumes, by the way they lived their life, by the costumes, by the color, by the vibrancy, and by the contrast, because I am a Bengali Odia. You want water?
Yeah, I have it.